Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat salam. Here, here, here. We're at the Sabbath Eve right here for the TJIF. Thank Yah. Let me TY, all right? Say TJIF. Thank Yah.
Thank Yah. Rastafari.
Yah. Rastafari. Yah.
These days right here. It's like today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 44 and the psalms right here, here, here. The psalms in this particular season. No reason for the season. Shabbat Eve. And according to Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the Israelites of Ethiopia, the southern kingdom of Yehuda, even the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. For example, we have the Sabbath, the Shabbat Eve Psalm, Psalm 44. Previous, we had 33. And if you look at those going to the Simchat Torah, when this, you could say, strife and leading up to what everyone's calling a war, perhaps the third woe, even... Right, world war. Some say it's prophecy. Well, which prophecy are we speaking of? But for example, today's Sabbath Psalm, Psalm 44. Psalm 44, verse 1, the KJV, it reads, "We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days in the times of old." Hear, hear this psalm. Elohim, Basnenu, Shemanu, Avotenu, Sipru Lanu, Pal Palta, Bimehem, Bimek Edem, Bimek Edem. That last part right there, Bimei, in the days, actually in the Hebrew, Bimei, in the days of the Kedem, Kedem. You know, we say Kedemawi, but what is the Kedem? The days of old, the ancient days. So we're living in these modern times, but what we're seeing, what we're witnessing, Elohim, Basnenu, in our ears, Shama'enu, Aboteinu, Shama'enu, right? Like causing us to heard, we've heard with our ears, Aboteinu, our fathers, our patriarchs, the Sipru, Lanu, they have told, they have recounted, they've narrated and recounted to us, Sipru, Lanu, Pa'al, Pa'alta, what work you did work, Pa'al, Pa'alta. What work you did work, be mayhem in them days, in their days. Be mayhem in them days, in their days. Be may Kedem. So that last part right there, the days of the Kedem, the days of the Kedem. There's a additional verse right here. We'll get into this right here as we're starting out the podcast, preparing for the Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Salam. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 44, verse 3 in the KJV, it says, "For they got not the land in possession by their own sword." Swords are clashing, ain't it? The state, nation state of Israel today and the Hamas. Did you know that Hamas, and give thanks, Queen Makeda, you know, for that blog, that write-up on it, and so many other ones are picking up on this now. But some of y'all recall, if you go over the audibles, if you remember, you know, we're saying, as you come across it in different psalms, in different areas of the scripture, Hamas means violence. But it's a little bit deeper than that. You know, it's about the human depravity. But Hamas, just a word, just the word. Do they know this is what it means in that African, Afro-Shemitic language, Hamas? But here's what Psalm 44, verse 3 says, "For they got not the land in possession by their own sword." So some things, you know, because they're sword, because the weapons of war, you know, they can get that land. Neither did their own arm save them, trusting their own arm. Yeah, it's good to work out. Pump you up. Good to work out, but it's not your own arm. But here the psalm says, "Thy right hand." What is the right hand of Elohim, of Eloheinu? Right, and thine arm, and thy what? Thy arm. But here's the real key, right? And the light of thy countenance, the light of thy face. But in a sense, it's like HaShalosh HaKadosh, Hebrew Trinity, the Holy Trinity, Yahuwah Echad, he who be, we be, the one, right? We see this three here, thy right hand, one, and thine arm, two, and the light, the illumination of thy countenance, which is thy face. But here's the key. Because thou hast a favor to them, that favor, we could say even that grace, that favor. May Yah favor all of us, all of I and I, and the works of I and I hands. B'Shem Yeshua HaMoshiach, yes I, and the King of Kings Christ, yes I. So here we
go. Thank Jah, Rastafari.
Jah, Rastafari. Jah!
Shabbat Shalom.
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 Shabbat Shalom. A song for days of resting inside your home.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Just right up right here with today's daily psalm, and listen to the verses here a cappella. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order, Psalm 44, Psalm 44 right here. KJV from low degrees to high degrees right here. Shabbat E.
Psalm 44.
Mizmor mem dalet lam natseach livne korach maskil.
We have heard with our ears, O God.
Elohim, 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 be'ozneinu shama'nu, 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 shama'nu.
Our fathers have told us.
Avotenu siperu lanu, ulanu, 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 ulanu.
What work thou didst in their days, in the times of old, in the times of old, how thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and planted them, how thou didst afflict the people and cast them out, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword. Neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst a favor unto them. Thou art my king, O God. Command deliverances for Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies, and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever. Selah. But thou hast cast off and put us to shame, and goest not forth with our armies. Thou makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us spoil for themselves. Thou hast given us like sheep appointed for meat, and hast scattered us among the heathen. Thou sellest thy people for naught, and dost not increase thy wealth by their price. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. Thou makest us a byword among the heathen, a shaking of the head among the people. My confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my face hath covered me for the voice of him that reproacheth and blasphemeth, by reason of the enemy and avenger. All this has come upon us, yet have we not forgotten thee, neither have we dealt falsely in thy covenant. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy way, though thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons and covered us with the shadow of death. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to a strange God, shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, awake, awake.
Ura, ura, ura.
Why sleepest thou, O Lord? O Lord.
Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Lammatishan, Adonai. Hakitza, 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 Hakitza.
Arise, arise, arise.
Hakitza, Hakitza, Hakitza.
Cast us not off forever. Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and forgettest our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaveth unto the earth. Arise, 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 arise for our help, and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. 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 How thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and planted them. How thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them. But thy right hand and thine arm, and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst a favor unto them. Thou art my king, O God, command deliverances for Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies, through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies, and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long, and praise thy name forever. We have heard with our ears, O God.
Elohim, 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 Beozneinu, Shamanu, 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 Shamanu.
Our fathers have told us, told us, told us, told us.
Avotenu, Siperu, Lanu, Lanu.
What work thou didst in their days, in the times of old, the times of old.
O Alpha Alta Vimehem, Vimekede.
How thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and planted them. How thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm, and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst a favor unto them. Thou art my king, O God, command deliverances for Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies, through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies, and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long, and praise thy name forever. But thou hast cast off and put us to shame, and goest not forth with our armies. Thou makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us spoil for themselves. Thou hast given us like sheep appointed for meat, and hast scattered us among the heathen. Thou sellest thy people for naught, and dost not increase thy wealth by their price. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. Thou makest us a byword among the heathen, a shaking of the head among the people. My confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my face hath covered me, for the voice of him that reproacheth and blasphemeth, by reason of the enemy and avenger. All this has come upon us, yet have we not forgotten thee, neither have we dealt falsely in thy covenant. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy way. Though thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons, and covered us with the shadow of death. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to a strange God, shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, awake, awake.
Ora, ora, ora.
Why sleepest thou, O Lord?
Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Lamma tishan, Adonai. Hakita, 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 Hakita.
Arise, arise, arise.
Hakita, Hakita, Hakita.
Cast us not off forever. Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and forgettest our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaveth unto the earth. Arise, for our help, and redeem us for thy mercies, thy mercies, thy mercies.
The start of the days, the judgment reign is on divine. Yeah, oh, 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 again, so that the eyes cross your face, that every grace love will climb. Out of the dead, some for the high, healing fine. Yeah, no, oh, 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 Babylon, teach your ground. Nine, Rastafari, I your children from long time. Say, blood, mother, feed the hurt, yeah. Come to hold them, sight to the blind. I can't lose my muscle, I see they call. I know you show them from long time. Black mother for the earth, you fall. Please come tell them, here in blind. I can't lose my muscle, I see you they call. Get to you, double and a cannibal. So me know them off the end. Get to you, just dance. So I make this like a dumb.
Dalet lam natseyah livne korah masir.
We have heard with our ears, O God.
Elohim, 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 be'ozneinu shamanu.
our fathers have told us.
Avotenu siperu lam.
What work thou didst in their days, in the times of old. How thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and planted them. How thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them. But thy right hand and thine arm, and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst the favor of them. Thou art my king, O God, command deliverances for Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies, through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies, and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long, and praise thy name forever. But thou hast cast off and put us to shame, and goest not forth with our army. Thou makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us spoil for themselves. Thou hast given us like sheep appointed for meat, and hast scattered us among the heathen. Thou sellest thy people for naught, and dost not increase thy wealth by their price. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. Thou makest us a byword among the heathen, a shaking of the head among the people. My confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my face hath covered me, for the voice of him that reproacheth and blasphemeth, by reason of the enemy and of envy. All this has come upon us, yet have we not forgotten thee, neither have we dealt falsely in thy covenant. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy way. For thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons, and covered us with the shadow of death. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to a strange God, shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secret of the heart. Yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, awake, awake.
Aura, aura, aura.
Why sleepest thou, O Lord?
Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Lamma tishan, Adonai. Hakita, Hakita, Hakita.
Arise, arise, arise.
Hakita, Hakita.
Cast us not off forever. Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and forgettest our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaveth unto the earth. Arise, 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 arise for our help, and redeem us for thy mercy, for thy mercy, for thy mercy, for thy mercy, for thy mercy.
Evil, 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 boy, everything takes time. Evil, evil, evil.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme, to this blaspheme. For with stammering lips and another, whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the Lord,
hear the word of the Lord. Shabbat shalom. A song for days already inside your home.
Time.
Mizmor Mim Dalet, Mizmor Mem Dale, Psalm 44. To the chief musician for the sons of Kor Maskil, Laminat Eyach Livne Korah Maskil. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us, work thou this in their days, in the times of old. Elohim ve'aznenu shema'inu avotenu sipru lanu po'al pa'alta bimehem bimek edem. How thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and plantest them. How thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. Ata yadika goyi mahorashta wa tit aimataraa leumim wata shalche. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor to them. Kilo v'charbama yarshu aretza uzoram lo hoshi'ah lam. Kia yemineka uzoroika v'orapaneka kia retzitam. Thou art my king, O God. Command deliverances for Jacob. Atahu Malki Elohim Sawe Yeshuota Yaakov. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. Bika arenu ne nageyacha beshimeka navusak amen. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. Kilo v'kashtia evtach v'charbi lo tosha'eini. But thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. Ki hosha'etanu miyatzareinu umasaneinu chevishota. In God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever. Selah. Belohim ahilalnu kol hayom Wishimka le olama node selah. But thou hast cast off and put us to shame, and goest not forth with our army. Afa zanachta wa takalimen with lote se bis evoten. Thou makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they that hate us spoil for themselves. Tishivenu achora minis ara
Uma sane nua shasua lamo. Thou hast given us like sheep appointed for meat, and hast scattered us among the heathen. Titenenu kutsona ma'ekala uva goyima zeritanu. Thou sellest thy people for naught, and dost not increase thy wealth by their price. Timkora ameka velohon veloa redita bimachirehem. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. Tisimenu kharpa lishakhenenu la'aga wak elesa lisaviya votenu. Thou makest us a byword among the heathen, a shaking of the head among the people. Tishimenu mashal bagoi menoda rosh balaumi. My confusion continually before me, and the shame of my face hath covered me. Kol hayom kelimati negdiya uvo sheta panaya kia satani. The voice of him that reproacheth and blasphemeth by reason of the enemy and avenger. Mikola mechareifa umagadeifa mipneya oyeva uamita nake. All this is come upon us, yet have we not forgotten thee, neither have we dealt falsely in thy covenant. Kolzota ba'atnu lo shekachenu ka lo shikarnu bi'averiteka. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy way. Lo nasoga achora livenu wateta et shoreinu aminia archeka. Though thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons, and covered us with the shadow of death. Kia dikita bimogomatani watakasa alenu viz alamaret. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to a strange God. Shakachnu shema Eloheinu wa nifarosa kabenu le'el zar. Shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Halo Elohim ayachikar zot ki hu yodea ta et lumota lev. Yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Ki aleka horagnu kol hayom necheshavnu akutsona divaha. Awake, why sleepest thou, O Lord? Arise, cast not off forever. Ura lama tishan Adonai hakitza ala tiznacha la netzach. Wherefore hidest thou thy face? Forgettest our affliction and our oppression and our downpression. Lama faneka tasatira tishkacha anayenu we lachesenu. For our soul is bowed down to the dust. Our belly cleaveth to the earth. Ki yashacha le'afar nafshenu davka la'aretz bitanim. Arise for our help and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. Oma ezrata lanu ufdenu lema'an chasedeka. Oma ezrata lanu ufdenu lema'an chasedeka.
Rewind and come back, selector.
Thank ya, Rastafari.
Just Rastafari. Just Rastafari. Just Rastafari.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Psalm 95.
መዝሙር 94 በቅንፍ 95 የዳዊት የምስጋና መዝሙር። ኑ በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይበለን፣ ለአምላክ ለመድኃኒታችን እልል እንበል። በምስጋና ወደፊቱ እንድረስ፣ በዝማሬም ለርሱ እልል እንበል። እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ አምላክ ነውና፣ በአማልክትም ሁሉ ላይ ታላቅ ንጉሥ ነውና። እግዚአብሔር ሕዝቡን አይጥላቸው፣ የምድር ዳርቻዎችም በእጁ ውስጥ ናቸው። የተራሮች ከፍታዎች የእርሱ ናቸው፣ ባህር የእርሱ ናት፣ እርሱም አደረገ። የብስንም እጆቹ ሠሯል። ኑ እንስገድ፣ ለእርሱም እንገዛ፣ በእርሱ ባደረገን በእግዚአብሔር ፊት እንንበርከክ። እርሱ አምላካችን ነውና፣ እኛ የማሰማሪያው ሕዝብ የእጁም በጎች ነንና። በምድረ በዳ እንደ ተፈታተኑት እንዳስቈጡት ጊዜ ዛሬ ድምፁን ብትሰሙ ልባችሁን አታጹ። የተፈታተኑኝ አባቶቻችሁ ፈተኑኝ፣ ሥራዬንም አዩ። ያችን ትውልድ 40 ዓመት ተቈጥቻት ነበር። ሁል ጊዜ ልባቸው ይስታል፣ እነርሱም መንገዴን አላወቁም አሉ። ወደ ረፍቴም እንዳይገቡ በቁጣዬ ማለ።
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. My rest. My rest. My rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. His holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. King's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their invention. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. 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 Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless the people with 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 the people.
Your Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. This is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat.
Therefore, Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Shabbat shalom, send
that shalom.
Shalom,
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom.
I say give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
The Lord will bless his people with peace. Peace. Peace.
מזמור כ"ט, מזמור לדוד. הבו לאדוני בני אלים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז, הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש. כל אדוני על המים אל הכבוד הרעים, אדוני על מים רבים. כל אדוני בכוח, כל אדוני בהדר, כל אדוני שובר ארזים, וישבר אדוני את ארזי הלבנון, וירקידם כמו עגל, לבנון וסיריון כמו בן רעמים. כל אדוני חוצב להבות אש, כל אדוני יחיל מדבר, יחיל אדוני מדבר קדש. כל אדוני יחולל איילות, ויחשוף יערות ובהיכלו, כולו אומר כבוד. אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו. ושלום, 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 ושלום.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the text.
Anna bekoach, we beg thee, I. Anna, Anna bekoach. Gedulata yamin katir zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata yamin katir zerura. Untangle our united fate. Aver arina ta amika. Accept your people, thy people's song. Kaver arina ta amika, zangveid, 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 kahreinu, nora, nora, elevate and purify us. Zangveid, 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 kahreinu, elevate and purify I and I, nora, nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreaded one, awesome one. Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamrei, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubavat Shamrei, Barkhem, Tahare, Rachemei, Sidik Atekta Tamida Tamle. Bless them purify that, purify that, pity, 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 parke, parke, parre, parre, rachme, rachme, tidkateka, tamida, 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 tamida. May your righteousness always reward, always reward them. Chasin kadosh berov tuvka, powerful and holy and Isla One, in goodness, nahela edateka, in goodness lead your flock. Yachida ge'e le'ameka b'ne zokreya kedushateka, unique and proud one, to your people turn. Zokre, those who remember kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness, show atenu kavel, accept our cry, show atenu kavel, accept our cries. Ushma, ushma, and hear, and hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Show aden, kavya ushma, ushma, ushaik aden. Yo dea ta elumot, O Noah of mysteries, of secrets. Yo dea ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kvod Malkuto Le'olam Vaed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Lecha Dodi, 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 Lecha Dodi, Likrat Tala, Tene Shabbat, Nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lecha Dodi, Likrat Tala, Tene Shabbat, Nikapala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lika todi likrati atala bne shabati nikapala. Keep and remember we're fused in one word. When the voice divine, divine at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad echad. Wa hiubi uibi Jehovah. Yihya chaja echad ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is His name. His name, His name. Yahuwa echad, ushmo echad. L'tshem u'ulati areta w'tehillah. In Him is our glory. In Him our fame. Ayinai fame. L'kad dodi l'krati akala. Pnei shabati l'kabala. Oh, come. Let us make Ayinai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yield to joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in His design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing, baraka, divine. Blessings I vine. Lekha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Nehus, even Nehus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving. Come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I, again, to His grace. Lecha dodi likrati akala. Pnei shabbati nikapala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearning for peace. Lecha dodi likrati akala. Pnei shabbati nikapala. Arise, O arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lecha dodi likrati akala, bnei shabbati nikapala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah, His glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes He vanquished, thy foes He vaunted, He humbled their pride. Elohayik, thy Elohim has loved thee, I, as bridegroom, His bride. Lecha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikapala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, thee sweet, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I, Isis, to His holy, His Isla name. Lecha dodi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikapala. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari, we, I and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I and I, welcome thy day. We, I and I, welcome thy night. Lecha dodi likrati kala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come,
Oh friend, the Sabbath, Hot Shabbat, the Senbet, greet, greet.
بمزمور داويد ستنا هولي بسم آب وول ومنفس كدوس هادو عملاق آمين كبر لكالو كبر لكلسو كبر بحيرن كبر لكلماوي حيد الله جا راس فاراي أجاجا ويا Ajaja we ya we, hey, Senbet Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Senbet Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah. Such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the ten strings, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul, Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought is the purpose and a plan, hey, aha. Send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom, song for the days of rest, well, inside your home, and still, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, oh well.
Shalom, oh, a song for the days of rest, yeah.
an Bettlerse im Negere Yehuda Machaber Line of Judah Society LOJS. Yeah!
We have heard with our ears, O God.
Elohim, 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 Shamanu, 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 Shamanu.
Our fathers have told us, told us, told us, told us.
Avotenu siperulanu, ulanu, 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 ulanu.
What work thou didst in their days, in the times of old, 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 the times of old.
Fo'al pa'alta vimehem vimekerem.
How thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and planted them. How thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword. Neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst a favor unto them. Thou art my king, O God. Command deliverances for Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever. Selah. But thou hast cast off and put us to shame, and goest not forth with our armies. Thou makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us spoil for themselves. Thou hast given us like sheep appointed for meat, and hast scattered us among the heathen. Thou sellest thy people for naught, and dost not increase thy wealth by their price. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. Thou makest us a byword among the heathen, a shaking of the head among the people. My confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my face hath covered me for the voice of him that reproacheth and blasphemeth, by reason of the enemy and avenger. All this has come upon us, yet have we not forgotten thee, neither have we dealt falsely in thy covenant. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy way, though thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons and covered us with the shadow of death. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or stretched out our hands to a strange God, shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, awake, awake.
Aura, aura, aura.
Why sleepest thou, O Lord?
Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Lamma tishan, Adonai. Hakisa, Hakisa, Hakisa.
Arise, arise, arise.
Hakisa, Hakisa, Hakisa.
Cast us not off forever.
Laneta, Laneta.
Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and forgettest our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our belly cleaveth unto the earth. Arise,
Uma,
arise,
Uma,
arise,
Uma,
arise, for our help, and redeem us for thy mercy's sake.
מזמור מנדלת למנצח לבני קורח מזכיר. אלוהים באוזנינו שמענו, אבותינו סיפרו לנו, פועל פעלת בימיהם בימקדם. אתה ידך גויים הורשת ותתעם, פרע לאומים ותשלחם. כי לא וחרבם ירשו ארץ, וזרועם לא הושיע למו, כי ימינך וזרועך ואור פניך כי רציתם. אתה הוא מלכי אלוהים, צווה ישועות יעקב. בך צרינו ננגח, בשמך נבוס קמנו. כי לא וקשתי אפתח, וחרבי לא תושיעני. כי הושעתנו מצרינו, ומסנענו הבישותה. באלוהים הללנו כל היום, ושמך לעולם נודה סלע. אף זנחת ותחלימנו, ולא תצא בצבאותינו. תשיבנו אחור מן ניצר, ומסנענו שעשו למו. תקננו כצון מאכל, ובגויים זריתנו. תמכור עמך ולא הון, ולא ריבית במחיריהם. תשימנו חרפה לשכננו, לעג וקלס לסביבותינו. תשימנו משל בגויים, מנוד ראש בלאומים. כל היום כלימתי נגדי, ובושת פניי כיסתני. מכל מחרף ומגדף, מפני אויב ומתנקם. כל זאת בעטנו ולא שכחנוך, ולא שיקרנו בבריתך. לא נסוג אחור ליבנו, ותת אשורנו ממי אורחך. כי דקיתנו במקום תמים, ותכס עלינו וצל מוות. אם שכחנו שם אלוהינו, ונפרוס כפינו לאל זר, הלא אלוהים יחקור זאת, כי כי הוא יודע תעלומות לב. כי עליך הורדנו כל היום, נחשבנו כצון טבחה. עורה, למה תשען, אדוני, הקיצה, אל תזנח לנצח. למה פניך תסתיר, תשכח עוניינו ולחצנו, תשחה לעפר נפשנו, דבקה לארץ בפנינו. ומה עזרת לנו ופדנו למען חסדך.
Edek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings. Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, today's daily psalm. Mizmor, Mizmor, Mim, Dalet, Mim, Dalet, Mim, Dalet, Mim, Dalet, Mim, Dalet, Mim, Dalet. Shalom, Chabarim, today's daily psalm. According to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, here, after the order of Malachi, Edek, Melchizedek, the righteous king. Even the king of kings. Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Today's daily psalm. Mizmor, Mizmor, Mim, Dalet, Mim, Dalet. Psalm 44. Psalm XLIV. Hear. A Midrash. Midrash, Tehillim. Study here on the Psalms. Hear. Psalm 44. Mizmor, Mim, Dalet, Mim, Dalet. For the leader. A psalm of the sons of Korah, Maskil. O God, we have heard with our ears. Our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days, in the times of old. Hear, Hebraically, verses 1 and 2. The Aleph and the Beit verses right here, hear. Give ear right here. Hear. Lam natseach livnei Korach. Maskil Elohim de aznenu shama'inu evotenu sipru lanu po'ala pa'alta viyameihem bimeik edem. For the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, la menatzeach livnei Korach, a psalm, a chant, a psalm of the sons of Korah, Livnei Korach, Maskil, Elohim, God, true God, Elohim, Be'aznenu, Shama'inu, we have heard with our ears, Be'aznenu, Shama'inu, our fathers have told us, Evotenu, Sipru, Lanu. Our fathers, our patriarchs have told us, Po'ala, Pa'alta, Vimehem, Bimeh Edem. What work the eye worked. In their days. Po'al, pa'alta, bimei hem, in their days. Bimei, in the days, in the times, bimei, in the days, k'edem, in the days of the k'edem. Laminatzeach livnei korach maskil. Elohim, ve'aznenu shema'innu evotenu sipru lanu po'al pa'alta bimeihem bimeik edem. These words are to be considered in the light, in the illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 63 and 12, where it reads, He led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm to make himself an everlasting name. He led them by the right hand of Moshe, of Moses, with his glorious arm to make himself an everlasting name. Molich limin Moshe zeroa tif searto bo ke'a mayim mipnehem la'esota la'u shem olam. That caused his glorious arm to go. That caused his glorious arm to go. Molich limin Moshe. At the right hand of Moshe, Zeroa Tiasearto, that divided the water before them, Bokea Mayim Mipanehem, to make himself an everlasting name, La Esota Lau Shem Olam, to make for himself, La Esot Lau Shem Olam, an eternal name, Shem Olam. From this, you learn that when the Bnei Yisrael, when the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, when the Israelites went forth, Mimitzrayim, from Egypt, from Kemet, they could not offer any works of their hands whereby they might be redeemed. And here a Midrash note on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mim Dalet, Mim Dalet. Here, where it reads in the Midrash, from this you learn that when the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, went forth from Egypt, they could not offer any works of their hands whereby. The E.T., the edited text, it reads, Mayhem, from them. But the P.E., the printed edition, has Bahem. By him, whereby they might be redeemed. And so, not because of the works of their fathers, the works of their patriarchs. And here, another Midrash note. The E.T., the edited text, it reads, not even like the work of their fathers, not even like the work of their patriarchs, and not because of their own works was the sea ripped before them, but only that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, might make himself a name in the world. As the next verse says, the next verse in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, in Isaiah 63:14, that reads, as the cattle that go down into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord caused them to rest, so didst thou lead thy people to make thyself a glorious name. And here, verse 14 of Yeshayahu, Ka behema babika tereda ruach Yahuwah te niyachinu kena ni hagta amecha la esota lecha shema tifaret. As the cattle, ka behema, as the cattle, babika tereda, that go down into the valley, ruach Yahuwah, the Spirit of Jehovah, Te nichenu, cause them to rest. Te nichenu, kena, niyahagta amecha, so didst thou lead amecha, the I people, la esota lecha, shem tifaret, to make thyself, shem tifaret, to make thyself a glorious Tifaret, Tafarai, Tifaret, a glorious shame, shame Tifaret. When the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, were redeemed, Mimitzrayim, from Egypt, from Kemet, Moses said, not because of your works are you redeemed, but only
according to the words of Shemot of Exodus 10 and 2, but only that thou, the eye, mayest tell in the ears of thy son, not because of your works, are you redeemed, but only that thou mayest tell in the ears, that thou, the eye, mayest tell in the ears of thy son. And that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son. That is only that thou mayest give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, blessed be He, the glory of having His children declare His praise, His eyes is among the nations, among Hagoyi, among the nationalities, the Gentiles, the heathen, the international community. Hence, here it is said, O sing to the Lord a new song. Declare His glory among the nations, even in Psalm 96, Hebraically verse 1 and verse 3. Shiru la Yahuwah shir chadash. Sapru avagoyim k'vodo. Oh, sing to Jehovah a new song. Shiru la Yahuwah shir chadash. Declare His glory among the nations, the nationalities, international community, the Gentile. Sapru bagoyim k'vodo. And what is kavodo? What is kavodo? What is His glory? Kabru. What is kavodo? That His children declare kavodo, His glory among the goyim, among the nations. Therefore, it is said, declare His glory among the nations. Sapru avagoyim kavodo. Sapru bagoyim kavodo. Declare His glory among the nations, the nationalities, the heathen, the Gentiles, the international community. And so too, the Bnei Korach, the sons of Korah, said, O God, we have heard with our ears. Our fathers have told us. Our fathers, our patriarchs, have told I and I. Elohim, be'azneinu shama'inu, evotenu sipru lanu. Elohim, Elohim, be'azneinu, in our ears, in our azn, be'azneinu, ve'ozneinu, shama'inu, we have heard, shama'inu, evotenu, our fathers, our patriarchs, evotenu sipru lanu, have told I and I, sipru lanu. But did not the Bnei Korach, the sons of Korah, the Bnei Korach themselves go Mitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Kemet, as is said even in Shemot in Exodus 6 and 24. The sons of Korah, Asir, and Elkanah, and Abiasaph, Uvnei Korach, Asir, Ze Elkanah, Va'avi Asaf, and the sons of Korah, U'b'nei Korach, Asir, and Elkanah, U'Elkanah, and Abiasaf, Va'avi Asaf. Then, why did they say, we have heard with our ears, our fathers, our patriarchs have told us, because they prophesied concerning present generations who say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who say to the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, blessed be He, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, the Universe, why didst thou didst wonders for our fathers? Wilt thou not do them for I and I? The I didst wonders. Thou didst wonders for our fathers, wilt thou not do them for us, for I and I? Thus, the next verse, here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mim Dalet, Mim Dalet, verse 2, Hebraically, thou didst a deed in the days of old, Po'ala Pa'alta, be make Edem. The I dis a deed in the days of the Kedem, in the days of the Kedem, Bimei Kedem, Po'alta, Bimei Kedem. This means that the present generation say, what a work, what a work, this thou that I perform in bringing them forth, Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Kemet, and dividing the sea for them. But thou, the eye has not done the like for us, but the eye has not done the like for I and I. As scripture says, even in Psalm 115, verse 1, not to us, O Lord, not to us, not to I and I, O Lord, not to I and I. Lo lanu, yo, lo lanu, not to us, not to I and I. Lo lanu, yo, Jehovah, lo lanu, not to us, not to I and I. Thou, the I, didst it for them, did it for them, but not for us, but not for I and I. What does it profit us what thou, the I, didst for our fathers, for our patriarchs? When shall the prophet be ours? When shall the prophet be I and I's? When thou wilt walk a good sign for us, a good sign for I and I. As is said even in Psalm 86, Hebraically, the 17th verse, Psalm 86, 17, that reads, walk, work in my behalf, a sign for good. Work in I behalf, and I and I behalf, a sign for good. Eseya imo ot litova. Work in my behalf, a sign for good. Eseya imo ot litova. Slika, slika, slika. Eseya imi, imi. Work, esay, esay, esay. Work the eye, imi, imi, for me. Ot litova, for good. Work in my behalf, imi. Not imo, imo in his behalf, but work in my behalf, in I behalf. Eseya imi ot, ot. Assign a ot, litova, litova, for good. Litova, eseya imi ota litova. Thou, the I, didst a great work for former generation in the days of Abraham, the days of Abraham. And what was the great work? According to Bereshit, according to Genesis 14, verse 15, the night itself contended against them. The night itself contended against them. Vayechalek Elehem Lailahu, and he divided himself against them by night. Vayechalek Elehem Lailahu, or the night itself contended against them. Vayechalek Elehem Lailahu. Here, 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 Midrash note right here. That is against Abraham's enemies, Abraham's enemies. In rabbinic interpretation, the rabbinic Targum, the angel of night, fought on the side of Abraham. Thou, this a great work for Abraham, Abraham's children also. Thou didst show favor to them, but thou, the I, showest no favor to us. The I showest no favor to I and I. As scripture says, even in Psalm 85, verses 2 and 8, Hebraically, where it reads, Lord, thou hast been favorable to thy land. Show us, show I and I thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us, grant I and I, thy salvation. Raditai Yehovah Aritzeka, Haenu Yehovah Chatzedeka. V'yeshekha titen lanu. Jehovah, thou the eye hast been favorable to thy land. Ratzita yahu aritzeka. Jehovah, the eye has been favorable to thy land. Ratzita yahu aritzeka. Show us, show I and I thy mercy, O Jehovah, and grant us, grant I and I thy salvation. Harenu yahu chasedeka. We yesh eka titen lanu. For when the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, when the Israelites went forth, Mimitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, out of Kemet, they entered into the land. not by their own might, and got possession of it and got possession of her, not by their own strength, not by their own strength, but because, here in the words of today's daily psalm, the words of Mizmor, Mim, Dalet, Mem, Dalet, thou, the eye, with thy hand, didst drive out the nations. Thou, with thy hand, didst drive out the nations, the nationalities, the Gentiles, the heathen, the international community. Atta yadika goyim horashita, thou, the eye with thy hand, atta yadika, this drive out the goyim, this drive out the nations. Goyim horashita, atta yadika goyim horashita. Should you say, it was by their own works, it was by their own works. And here, another Midrash note, the E.T., the edited text, it reads, because of your works, because of your works. And should you say it was by their own works or by your own works, which were good, note that scripture says, even in Yechezkel, in Ezekiel 20 and 18, where it reads, and I said to their children in the wilderness, Walk y'all not in the statutes of your fathers. Va'omara illa b'neihem abamidbara be'achu k'eyai votekem alatelechu. And I said to their children, Va'omara illa b'neihem in the wilderness b'midbara, walk y'all, trod y'all not in the statutes, the ordinances, the statutes of your fathers, of your patriarchs. And also says in Ezekiel 20:7, I said to them, cast ye away every man the detestable things of his eyes. I said to them, cast y'all away, every man, the detestable things of his eyes. Vayomar elehem, isha shikutzeya nayo hashalechu. And I said to them, Vayomar elehem, cast y'all away, every man, the detestable things of his eyes. Isha shikutzeya nayo hashalechu. And less and least you should say it was by their swords. Note that scripture says, even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mim Dalet Mim Dalet, Psalm 44, verse 4, Hebraically, where it reads, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword. Ki lo v'charbam Yashu aret, for not by their own sword, ki lo b'charbam, did they get the land in possession. Yashu aret. And the verse concludes, but by thy right hand and thine arm and the light, the illumination of thy countenance and the light of thy face, because thou wast favorable to them. Kia yeminecha, uazeroecha, veorapanecha, kia ritzitam, but thy right hand, ki, for it was thy right hand, kia yeminka, and thine arm, uazeroecha, and the light of thy countenance, the illumination of thy face, veorapanecha, because thou, the eye, was favorable to them. Ki ritzitam. For Ha'el, the true good, the true God, for Ha'el Elohim, went before them by day. Thou, the eye, was favorable to them. But thou, the eye, art not favorable to us. But the eye be not favorable to I and I. Ha'el said, Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God said, indeed, I shall be favorable to you also, to y'all also. And of this, the B'nai Korah, the sons of Korah, were to say, even in the words of Psalm 85, verse 2, Hebraically, that reads, Lord, thou hast been favorable to thy land. Thou, the eye, hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Ratzita Yehova Aretzeka, Shavta Shavuta Yaakov. Jehovah, thou, the eye, hast been favorable to thy land. Ratzita Yehova Aretzeka, Shavta Shavuta Yaakov. Thou, the eye, has returned the captivity of Jacob, of Yaakov. Shabta Shavita Yaakov. For our soul, our psyche, our soul is bowed down to the dust. Hear, hear, hear. Today's daily psalm is more mim dalet, mim dalet. Psalm 44, Hebraically, verse 26, where it reads, For our soul, our psyche, our soul, she is bowed down to the dust. Ki yashachah le'afar nafshenu. For our soul, she is bowed down to the dust. Ki yashachah le'afar nafshenu. According to Rav Yitzhak Isaac HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, blessed be He, said to Abraham, even in the words of Bereshit, Genesis chapter 13, verse 16, I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth. And I will make thy seed as the dust, as the afar of haaretz. And I will make thy seed, thy race, with samti etazareka ka efar haaretz. And he continued, Arise, walk through the land. Arise, walk, trod through the land, in the length of it, of her, and in the breadth of it, of her. For to the eye will I give it, to thee, to the eye will I give her. Even here, Bereshith, Genesis chapter 13, verse 17. O mahita haleka ba'aretz, le'arekaha, ua le'arachibaha, ki leka etanenaha. Arise, kum, arise, walk, trod, hita halek. Trod through the land, O mahita haleka ba'aretz, in the length of it, the length of her, le'arikaha, and in the breadth of it, the breadth of her, ua le'arachibaha, for to thee, the eye, ki leka, will I give it, will I give her, etanenaha. O mahita haleka ba'aretz le'arkaha ua le'arachibaha ki yaleka etanenaha. Therefore, scripture after saying ki yashachah le'afara nafshenu, after saying our soul, nafshenu, our psyche, she is bowed down to the dust. Ki yashachah le'afara nafshenu. It continues with the words, Arise, arise for our help and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. Arise, for I and I help and redeem I and I for the eye's mercy's sake. Uma ezarata lanu ufdenu lima'ana hasedeka. Arise, kuma. Arise, Kuma, for I and I help, Ezratah lanu, and redeem us, redeem I and I, ufde, for thy mercy's sake, ufde lima'ana chasedeka. That is to say, quote, if I and I have good walks, if I and I have good works, redeem us, redeem I and I, but if I and I do not have good walks, good works, redeem us, redeem I and I, for thy name's sake, for thy name's sake, for the Hashem's sake, as is said even here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Mim Dalet Mem Dalet, Psalm 44, Hebraically the 27th verse, that reads, redeem us, redeem I and I, for thy mercy's sake. Ufdei alima'ana chasedeka, redeem us, ufdei, redeem us, fidei, ufdei, for the sake of chasedeka, lima'ana chasedeka. Ra berkayu, Berakaya said, when the kingdom of Israel is so far fallen, when the kingdom of Yisrael is so far fallen that it is become like dust, it is become like afar, like the afar, like the dust. Look, as from a watchtower for deliverance, look, as from a watchtower for deliverance. Hakadosh Baruchu, the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said to Israel, said to Yisrael, make your good works, make your good works blossom like the lily, and I shall redeem you forthwith. Make your good works blossom like the lily, and I shall redeem you, redeem the eye forthwith. And what follows at once, even in the next psalm, Mizmor Meim Hei, Mim Hei, Psalm 45, first verse, for him who gives victory, for him who gives victory because of lilies, for him who gives victory because of Shoshanim, Lamnatzeach al Shoshanim. Lamnatzeach ala shoshani. And the concluding midrash note right here. Usually this is read the beginning of Mizmor Mim Hei Mem Hei, Psalm 45, a royal marriage, wedding psalm, the coronation psalm. Here it is read for the leader, for the chief musician, upon shoshani. Lamnatzeach al shoshani. For him who gives victory, for the overcomer, la menatzeach, because of lilies, al shoshanim, up on shoshanim, 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 shoshanim,
let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, Yah, Yah.
His foundation is in the hole of mountain. Jealous the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine and Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Beautiful verse right here. We have this verse right here in Moses. This is in the Wazot HaBaraka. And this is the blessing. Deuteronomy 33, verse 27. The English reads, the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, I, and shall say, destroy, destroy them. Destroy, destroy. In the Hebrew we have, Me'ona Elohei Kedem, Kedem, Kedem. The eternal. The eternal, what does it say in English? It says the eternal God. In the Hebrew right here, another Kedamawi link, the Hebrew right here, it says, Me'ona, Me'ona Elohei Kedem. Me'ona. Me'ona. What is the Me'ona? The Me'ona, right? The Me'ona, it is a den. It's sometimes interpreted as a den, a habitation, a place, like a dwelling place. Also a refuge. A refuge. It's from the word Ma'on. Ma'on, right? Ma'on. Now, in the Ma'on sense, right, we have the Ma'on sense. It's an abode of Elohim, like the tabernacle or the temple. It can be the abode of the dwelling of men, like their home, or of animals, like their lair or their den. But the sense of it is like a retreat. The sense of it is like an asylum, because the world is cray-cray. The world is insane. And Elohei Kedem is Ainai asylum. Right? He's Ainai retreat, Ainai retreating place, place of retreat too. So the Me'ona, we have the word Me'ona, Me'ona. Now Me'ona is the feminine sense. It's interesting. Me'ona is a feminine sense because it's speaking to the soul, the nefesh, the suke, the psyche. It's the feminine sense of the Ma'on. So we have the Ma'on, which is like a dwelling place of refuge. And here in Deuteronomy 33 and 27, where it says Me'ona Elohei Kedem, that the eternal, the Kedem, right, the Elohei, the Elohim of the Kedem, right, and the Kedem here. Let's get into the word Kedem. Kedem. Kedem, in the Hebrew, we have Kedem, and we have Kedema, right? Kedema, Kedema, Kedama, Kedema, and the Kedem. Kedem means in front. It's usually used in the sense of in front of a place, like the forepart. In a relative sense, it's the east, right? Or in front. So it's like the front, in front of a place, it can be. In the front, like the forepart of something, or looking to the east. In the time sense, it's speaking of the ancient, the antiquity, the ancient time. So the Elohei Kedem, the translator brings it out here as the eternal. So the Kedem, as you say, Kedama, we chayla salasi, Elohei Kedem, Me'ona, Elohei Kedem, the eternal Elohim. The eternal Elohim, the Elohim of the Kedem is Me'ona. He is that refuge, right? That refuge for I and I souls, I and I psyche, the Me'ona. And underneath are the everlasting arms. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Ooh, mi'tachat. Ooh, mi'tachat. Zero'ot olam. Ooh, and mi'tachat. Mi'tachat. Mi from tachat. Tachat, from underneath, mi tachat, u mi tachat, and underneath, zeroot, zeroot, zeroot is the plural of zeroa, zeroa is arm, his outstretched arm, by his mighty arm, zeroa. Here we have zeroot, arms, olam, the zeroot olam, and underneath, u mi tachat, zeroot olam, and underneath, and underneath, and underneath, and underneath, the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust. He shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, from before the eye. So these words of the Baraka of Moshe to I and I, each of I and I receive this in the indivisible dual. We receive this within I, speaking to I and I and I. Why garesha mipaneka oyev, mipaneka oyev. And he shall thrust out, he shall thrust out. Why garesh? Why garesh? He shall evict. It has a sense of he shall evict. Why garesh? Mipaneka. Mipaneka. From I and I face. From the I, male face. From the I face. Oyev. The oyev. The oyev. The oyev. The oyev in Hebrew. The enemy of the oyev. The oyev. Vai garesh mipaneka oyev. He shall thrust out the enemy. The enemy. But this is the verse right, part of the verse right here. And shall say. Who shall say this? The Elohei Kedem, right? The Elohei of the Kedem. And he shall say what? Say what? Say what? He shall say destroy. He shall say destroy in the sense of destroy them. Why Yomer Hashmeid? Why Yomer? And he shall say, who shall say? The Elohei Kedem. Me'ona Elohei Kedem, u mitachata zeroot olam, waya garesha mipaneka oyev, wayomer hashmeid, wayomer, and he shall say, hashmeid, hashmeid, the eternal Elohei Kedem shall say, hashmeid, destroy them, downstroy them, shamad them. Shamad, the root of the Hashmeid is a Shamad. Shamad, what is Shamad? To desolate them, to destroy them, to bring them to nothing, for their nothingness, bring them to nothingness, to overthrow them, to perish them, to pluck them down, utterly destroy them. Hashmed, a beautiful verse right here, Deuteronomy 33 and 27, and also another Hebraic link with Hashem Kadamawi Haile Selassie right here, where it reads in 33:27 that the eternal Elohim is the I, refuge, the eternal Elohim, refuge. Reading of the force of the Hebrew, plus italics of the KJV, the eternal Elohim, Elohei Kedem, refuge, Meona. And underneath, the everlasting arms, Ro'ota Olam. And he shall thrust out, like Garej, he shall thrust out the enemy, Mipaneka, before the eye, and shall say, Hashmed, destroy, Meona, Elohei Kedem, Uamitahata, Ro'ota Olam, Waya Garesha, Mipaneka, Oyev, Wayomer, Hashmed.
Yes, yes, yes. It's going to get hot. It's going to get hot on this earthly plane. It's already getting hot. It's heating up. It's going to get even hotter, 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 hotter. Yes, so set, set, set. The Shabbat Eve time, you know, we set the flame. Now, in due order, the daughter of the house is the one that lights the lights and recites the bracha, the baraka. So right here, here, here. Yes, I. Shema, Shema, Yisrael. Well, lighting the light, setting the flame.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh. Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua, mishianu ur ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctified I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Lahashmed, 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 Otam, Lahashmed, Otam, destroy them. Lehadlik et Lahava, Lehadlik, to set, like to light, Lehadlik et Lahava, Lahava, the lava, right here, 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 the lava, set the flame, the lava.
Set the flame.
freedom and make the true liberty bell song in the West and African people catch a bomb of the conga drum, ringing out, come on, savage your people, come, from the pan the Indian reservation, some will go on to repatriation, some will claim the land of Canaan, and of the slave driver them be a possession. Oh, oh.
Shalom Aleichem, Yeshua Shalom Aleichem, Melachim, angels, 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 Lehashmed Otam, destroy them, Lehadlik, Et Lahava, Et Halava, the lava, lava or laba, laba in the Hebrew is like flame, but sometimes when pronounced with soft V, you know, Lehadlik, Et Halava, sound like lava, you know, Rasha said lava. But here, have a little rhema word from Psalm for this third sabbatical study for Lek, Leka, go for self, Lek, try, Leka, for the I self, get thee out. We have a little rhema word here from Mizmor, Yod, Chet, Psalm 18, verse 31. Ha'el, Tamim, Darko. As for Ha'el, Ha'el, Almighty, Ha'el, Tamim, always Tamim, perfect, perfect, Darko, always faithful, always sure, his way is perfect, the word of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, Imrat, Yahuwah, Zerufa, Zerufa, the word, the utterance. Here the word is in the sense of like the oracle, or the utterance, almost like the speech, even the speech of his divine majesty. Imrat Yahuwah Tzerufa, 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 like when you try a metal in the fire to see if it's really that, you heat it up, right? He is a shield. Here in this Torah reading and feeding, we have the Magen Avraham. He is a shield to all them that take refuge in him. Magen hu lekol ha-chosim bo. But here, first for the fifth and the sixth day right here for the Shabbat Eve. Here,
sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. 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 Shabbat strong.
So here we have the fifth and the sixth aliyah.
Yisrael, hear, O Yisrael, give ear, right here, O Yisrael. Here for the Hamishi, here for the fifth aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth of offering, here for this Shabbat, Lek, Leka. Here for this Sabbath, get thee out. Here for this Torah portion, reading and feeding, here at the fifth aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth up offering, here for this Shabbat, Lek, Leka. Send that to later with here picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis chapter 14, here at verse 21, for the Hamishi Aliyah. Vayomer Melech Sodom, Il Avram, T ten li ha nefesh wi har kushak ach lak lak. And the king of Sodom said to Abram, why yomer melech Sodom il Avram? Give me the persons, ten li hanefesh. Give me the souls, ten li hanefesh. And take the goods to thyself, with harkusha kachlak. And Abram said to the Melech Sodom, the king of Sodom, Herimoti yadi elihua el elyon one shamayim wa aretz. I have lift up mine hand to he who be who he be, Harimoti yadi elihua el elyon, the most high el one shamayim wa aretz, possessor, maker, possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldst say, I have made Abram rich, save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, with I, Anir, Eshkol, and Mamre. Let them, make them, take their portion. And hear, Shema Yisrael, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 15. The Abrahamic covenant confirmed, a spiritual seed promised. After these things, the word of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, came to Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Adoni Yahuwah, Adonai Yahweh, Lord God, Adonai Yahuwah, Lord Jehovah, what wilt thou the eye give me? What will the eye give I, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And Avram said, behold, to I thou hast given no seed, and lo, look, one born in my house, my bait is mine ear. And behold, the word of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, came to him, saying, this shall not be thine ear, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine ear. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven, toward Shamayim, and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said to him, so shall thy seed, thy race, be. And he believed, and he remained in Yahuwah, in Jehovah, and he who be who he be, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, O Yisrael, give ear. O Yisrael, hear for the Sheishi, Aliyah, hear for this Shabbat, Lekha, Sabbath, get thee out, Senbet, Taleta, Wutah. Here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 15, here at verse 7, for the Sheishi, Aliyah, for the sixth reading, the sixth up offering here for this Shabbat, Lekha. Vayomer Elayo Ani Hoa Asher Hots Etika Me Ura Kasdim Lateta Leka Etaha Aretza Hazot Le Rishataha. And he said to him, I he who be who he be, Vayomer Elayo Ani Hoa, I am Jehovah who brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees. Ani Yahuwah Asher Hots Etika Me Ur Kasdim. To give thee I this land, to inherit it, to inherit her. La teta lika etaha areta hazot le rishtaha. And he said, Adonai Yahweh, Adonai, Adonai, Jehovah, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit? Whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it, inherit her? And he said to him, take me an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took to him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against another. But the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Avram drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Avram. And lo, and horror, a dread, and horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said to Avram, know of a surety that thy seed, thy race, shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. And thou shalt go to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, in peace, be shalom. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation, they shall come hither again. They shall come here again. For the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. And it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. In the same day, Jehovah made a covenant with Abraham, saying, to thy seed, thy race, have I given this land from the river of Mitzrayim, from the river of Kemet, the river of Egypt, to the great river, the river Euphrates, the Kenites and the Kenizzites and the Admonites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Rephaim and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Girgashites and the Jebusites. And hear, Shema Israel, give ear, O Israel, hear, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 16, the birth of Ishmael. Now, Sarai, Abram's Isha, Abram's wife, bear him no child, bear him no children. Now, Sarai, Abram's wife, bear him no children. And she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said to Abram, behold now, Jehovah hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in to my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarai. And Sarai, Abram's Isha, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abram to be Ishto, to be his wife, his Isha. And he went into Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarai said to Abram, my wrong be upon thee, I have given my maid into thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. Jehovah judge between me and thee. Jehovah judge between I and thee. But Avram said to Sarai, behold, thy maid is in thy hand. Do to her as it pleaseth thee. And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. And the Melaka Yahuwah and the angel of Jehovah found her by fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, whence camest thou? And whither way wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarai. And the Melaka Yahuwah, the angel of Jehovah, said to her, return to thy mistress and submit thyself under her hands. And the Melaki Yahuwah said to her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the Melaki Yahuwah and the angel of Jehovah said to her, behold, thou I art with child, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael, because Yahweh Jehovah hath heard thy affliction, and he will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the name of Yahweh, of Jehovah, of he who be, we be, that spake to her, thou El seest me, seest I. For she said, have I also here looked after him that seeth me, that seeth I? Wherefore the well was called Be'er Lahai Roi. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar bare Abram a son, and Abram called his son's name, which Hagar bare, Ishmael. And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abram. And Shema Yisrael, hear. First book of Moses, Hebrew book, called Genesis chapter 17. The revelation of Elohim, the true good, the true God, as El Shaddai, Almighty El. And when Avram was 90 years old and 9, Yahuwah Jehovah appeared to Avram and said to him, I am the Almighty God, I am El Shaddai. Walk before I, and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, between I and the I, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Avram fell on his face, and Elohim, Elohim, the true good, the true God, talked with him, Lamor, saying, Avram becomes Abraham. Verse 4, as for me, as for I, behold, my covenant is with thee, I, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Avram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee, I. The Abrahamic covenant confirmed and made everlasting and made eternal. Verse 6. And I will make thee, I, exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, I, and kings shall come out of thee,
There's a lot of work to be done. Oh God, give the promised land. Lots of work to be done, oh God, give the promised land, give the promised land, give the promised land.
And Yah is doing that work. So right here, Lo Rhema word, focusing on Psalm 18, verse 31 right here for this Lek Lekah, something previously recorded, but here for the sabbatical meds. Let's keep our people in I and I prayers and good works. Yes, I. Good works. Do good, do good, do good. Shema, ah, Yisrael. Shema. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael. Here, here, the Midrash Tehillim, the study of the Psalms and the Midrash of the Psalms, the Midrash on the Psalms, the connection also with the Torah readings and feedings. And here, 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 for this sabbatical study, this Shabbat Strong, even Shabbat Lek Leka, the Midrash connection brings us here to the Midrash on the Psalms and Psalm 18. And here in the Midrash Tehillim, Psalm 18, the 25th part, as for God, his way is perfect. This section here, as it connects with the Torah portion for Shabbat Lek Leka, for Sabbath, go for thyself or get thee out. Here, 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 the first words here for Shabbat Lek Leka. Vayomer Yahuwah el Avram Lek Leka, me aritzeka, ua miya moladitika, ua miya veita vika, el haaretza asher areka. And Jehovah said to Abram, get thee out, Lek Leka, go for thyself, Lek Leka, me aritzeka, get thee out of thy country, ua miya moladitika, and from thy kindred, ua mi beit avika, and from thy father's house, el haaretz asher areka, to the land that I will shew thee. So here, here, here in the Midrash Tehillim, various parts of the scriptures are brought out in connection with the Sefer Tehillim, with the Psalter, with the Mezmor David, with the Psalms of David. And here we find for Lek Leka, we have Psalm 18. And here in the Midrash Tehillim, Psalm 18, the 25th Perek part, right here, that begins off, as for God, his way is perfect. And here, this is zooming in on Psalm 18, Hebraically, the 31st verse. As for God, his way is perfect. Ha'el ta'min darko. Ha'el, the true good, the true God. Ha'el, ha'el. Ha'el tamim darko. As for Ha'el, the true good, the true God, as for Ha'el, his way is perfect. Ha'el tamim darko. Rab said, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, gave the commandments only that he might purify Yisrael, that he might purify Israel by them, as is said even in the full of this verse here from Psalm 18. Psalm 18, verse 31, Mizmor Yod Chet, Yod Chet. Psalm 18, here, 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 the fuller part of the verse that reads Hebraically, Imrati Yehovah Tzerufa, Imrati Yehovah Tzerufa, the word of Jehovah is purifying, the word of Jehovah is tried, the word of Jehovah is purifying, Imrat Yehovah Tzerufa, Imrati Yehovah Tzerufa. Another comment on, as for Ha'el, the true good, the true God, his way is perfect. Ha'el, tamim, darko.
if Ha'el, the true good, the true God, who is Tamim, who is perfect, heed his way, how much more ought you to heed yours? Again, another comment on here, Psalm 18, Hebraically, the 31st verse that reads, as for God, his way is perfect. Ha'el, Tamim, Darko. If Ha'el, if Ha'el, who is perfect, heeds his way, how much more ought you to heed yours? How much more ought the eye to heed the eye? But of what concern can it be to him, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be he, whether a man preparing his meat, do his slaughtering at windpipe or gullet? His concern in giving precepts in a matter of this kind is to purify Yisrael. His concern in giving precepts in a matter of this kind is to purify Yisrael. Rav Berakhia said in the name of Rav Yaakov, Jacob, it is written even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 14:21, ye y'all shall not eat of anything that dieth of itself. Lo toklu kola nevela. Lo toklu. Ye y'all shall not eat kola nevela of anything that dieth of itself. Lo toklu kola nevela. And in Shemot, in Exodus 22 and 30, it reads, neither shall y'all eat any flesh that is torn of beasts in the field. Neither shall y'all eat any flesh that is torn of beasts in the field. Ua vasara basade treifa lo tokel. Therefore ye y'all shall not eat any flesh. U basar, any flesh that is torn of beast in the field. U basar basade treifa lo tokel. Lo no tokel. Y'all not to eat reifa ubasar basade reifa lo tokelu. And again in Vayikra in Leviticus 7:24, where it reads, the fat of that which dieth of itself, and the fat of that which is torn of beast, may be used for any other service, but y'all shall in no wise eat of it. V'cheleva nevela, v'chelev treifa, ya'asel lekol melacha, v'akola lo tokaluhu, and the fat of that which dieth of itself, v'cheleva nevela, and the fat of that which is torn of beast, v'cheleva treifa, may be used for any other service. Ye'aseh l'kol melacha, but y'all shall in no wise eat of it. Ve'akol lo tokluhu. Ve'akol lo tokluhu. If you eat any of these in this world, you will finally be held to account. if you do not eat any of these in this world, by your lives, I swear to you, my children, that in the time, Hazdaman Laro, in the time that I were to come, a great banquet shall be prepared for you out of Leviathan's flesh, Leviathan's flesh. Here, Midrash note, literally, quote, out of feasting on Leviathan, out of feasting on Leviathan. And here, a further note here, in Psalm 74, Psalm 74, verse 14, it reads, thou breakest the heads of Leviathan in pieces and gavest him to be meat to the people inhabiting the wilderness. Here, in the midst of Medusa, in the book of the seven seals, we not behold. Line of the tribe of Judah, root of David, in the authorized, revised, and hard Bible, it reads, Antem ye zendo winara socha kedekete le Ethiopia se wochema migbachowina set a hot show. So the more correct reading and the connection with the feast and Leviathan, thou breakest the heads of Leviathan in pieces and gavest him to be meat or food to the people inhabiting Ethiopia. Le Ethiopia sewochem migbachowina set a hot show. For on behalf of Ethiopia. So the Ethiopian Leviathan connection here in the ancient Psalms, here in the authorized Amharic Bible, Psalm 74, Ethiopia in verse 14, the connection with Leviathan. Again, Antem yezendo win araso tekete le Ethiopia so ochim nikbacho win set a hot show. Thou breakest the heads of Leviathan, Bamarinya Yezendowin Arasoj, the heads of the dragon, Antem Yezendowin Arasoj, in pieces, and gavest him to be meat or food, Mikbacho, their food to the people inhabiting Ethiopia, Le Ethiopia, Soochima Mikbacho, winner said Tahacho. Isn't that there? Rastafari rabbinical rabbi note right there. Again, if you eat any of these in this world, you will finally be held to account. If you do not eat any of these in this world by your lives, I swear to you, my children, that in Hazamana Lavo, in the time, the Zeman, in the time to come, a great banquet, even in the Adis Zemen, shall be prepared for you out of Leviathan's flesh, out of Behemoth, and out of Z's. Here, another Midrash note. These three are respectively a fish, a mammal, and a bird. These three, here, even in the Midrash on Psalm 18 right here. These three, namely Leviathan, Behemoth, and these three respectively are a fish, a mammal, and a bird that are reserved for Hatzadikim, for the righteous, the Tzadikan in the hereafter. For a fuller account of these extraordinary creatures, check out the legends, also refer to Psalm 50 and 10, the footnote, and to Eob, and Job 40, 15, as a point of reference to these three, the fish, the mammal, the bird, or Leviathan, Behemoth, and these. refer to Legends by Ginsberg and Job chapter 40 verse 15 and Psalm chapter 50 footnote verse 10, as well as Ethiopically and in the Septuagint refer to Psalm 74, Psalm 74 verse 14 for the Ethiopia and the wilderness connection. Therefore, concerning the great banquet, a great banquet shall be prepared for you out of Leviathan flesh, out of Behemoth, and out of Z's, the Z's of the seal. As is said even in Joel 2 and 26, where it reads, ye all shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. Y'all shall eat in plenty and be satisfied.
For if you did love
the kaltem a kola ve a savoa, and ye all shall eat in plenty, shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. Wa e kaltem a kol, and y'all shall eat in plenty. Wa e kaltem a kol, and be satisfied. Where a saboa, where a saboa. Another comment, the verse beginning, as for God, as for the true God, as for Ha'el, his way is perfect. Ha'el, Tamim, Darko. This alludes to Avinu Abraham, our father Abraham, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, upon seeing that Abraham followed him, chose Abraham, and said to him, even in the words of Bereshit, Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, I am God Almighty, walk before me, and be thou perfect. I am God Almighty, walk before me, and be thou perfect. And here, in connection with this core portion of the third sabbatical study with Shabbat Lech Lecha, here, Bereshit, here, Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. Vayera Yahuwah el Avram, Vayomer el Ayoa, Ani el Shaddai, Hita Haleka Lifanaya, Vehye Tami. And Jehovah appeared to Abram. Vayera Yahuwah Illa Abraham, and said to him, Vayomer Elayo, I am Ani El Shaddai, I am El Shaddai. Hita Halek, trod, walk. Hita Haleka Lifanai, walk, trod before me, in my face, in my presence, in my perception, before I lift my knife. Hita haleka lift my knife. Wehye tamim, and be thou wholehearted, and be thou perfect. Wehye tamim. Vayera Yahuwah el Avraham, Vayomer Elayo, Ani El Shaddai, Hita Haleka Lefanai, Wehye Tamim. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, upon seeing that Abraham followed him, he chose Abraham, and he said to him, Ani El Shaddai, Hita Haleka Lefanaya Wehye Tamim. I be El Shaddai, walk before I and be thou perfect. Therefore, hear. In Psalm 18, Hebraically, verse 31, the B part of the verse, it reads, the word of Jehovah is tried. Imrati Yehovah Rufa. The word of Jehovah Rufa is tried. Thus refers to Abraham, whom Jehovah proved in ten trials as follows. Once in a furnace of fire, of that Ha'el, the true God, said, even in the words of Bereshit, Genesis 15, verse 7, I am the Lord that brought thee, out of the fire of the Chaldees, out of Ur of the Chaldees, out of the fire of the Kasdim. Vayomer elayo ani Yahuwah asher hotziteka me'or kasdim. And he said to him, I be he who be who he be. Vayomer elayo ani Yahuwah, who brought thee out of Ur of the Kasdim. Asher hotzeitika me'or kasdim. Once again, when Ha'el said, even in Bereshit in Genesis 12 and 1, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred. Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred. Lek leka me arzika ua miya moladiteka. Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred. Go for thyself. Lek leka me arzika ua mi moladiteka. Twice when Sarah was taken away from him by Pharaoh and then by Abimelech. Midrash note, Bereshit, Genesis 12 and 20. There you have four trials. Again, when Sarah said of Hagar, the Mitzrit, the Kemetic, the Egyptian, even in Bereshit, in Genesis 16 and 2, go in, I pray thee, to my handmaid. There you have five. Again, when Sarah said of Ishmael in Genesis 21 and 10, cast out this bondwoman and her son. There you have six. Again, when Abraham, according to Bereshit, Genesis 14:14, led forth his trained men against the invading king. There you have seven. Again, when Ha'el, when the true God said of circumcision, even in Bereshit, Genesis 17:10, every male among you shall be circumcised. There you have eight. Again, when Ha'el, the true God, showed Abraham between the halves of a heifer. The Midrash note here, Genesis 15 and 9, and the footnote reference. When Ha'el showed Abraham between the halves of a heifer, the four kingdoms enslaving his children. There you have nine. And finally, in the binding, the Akedah of Yitzhak, of Isaac, when Ha'el, the true God, Ha'elohim, said, according to the words of Bereshit, Genesis 22 and 2, take now thy son, thine only son, and offer him for a burnt offering. There you have ten. Abraham accepted these ten these trials. Abraham accepted these trials with reverence, with respect, and with love, and stood up to them like a man of might. And what was his reward? Hear, hear, hear. According to Psalm 18, verse 31, Hebraic with the C verse, he is a shield to all them that take refuge in him. He is a shield to all them that take refuge in him. Magen hu lekol ha-chosim ba'u. He is a shield. Magen hu. Magen shield hu. He. Magen hu. He is a shield to all, lekol, to all that take refuge, ha-chosim, that take refuge in him. Ba'u, 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 in him. Magen hu lekol ha-chosim ba'u. For Ha'el, the true good, the true God, said to Abraham, said to Abraham, even in the words of Bereshit, Genesis 15, 1b, he said to Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Achar ha-devarim ha-ele ha-ya-devar Yahuwah el Avram ba-mach-zeh le-mor al-tira Avram anoki magen laka sikarka harbei meod. After these things, the word of Jehovah came to Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Altira Avram. I am thy shield. Anoki Magen Lak. Thy reward shall be exceeding great. Sikarka Harbe Meod. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Anoki magen lak sikarka harbeya meod. The goye haaretz, the nations and nationality, the Gentiles, the heathens, the international community of the earth, of the earthly plane, they ask, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, love Abraham, and deliver and deliver him from the fiery furnace, from the nine kings? And here, Midrash note the nine kings. So amended by Perles in Hatzofeh, volume 10. The ET, the edited text, it reads, quote, deliverance of the kings. The deliverance, the deliverance of the kings, end quote. See, refer to Bereshit, to Genesis chapter 14. The Goye Haaretz, the nations of the earth, they ask, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu love Abraham and deliver him from the fiery furnace, from the nine kings, from armed hosts, and from all the troubles that came upon him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, I shall bring you close and show you that even if I tell Abraham to take Beno, his son, Lidju, and offer him up as a Ola, a burnt offering, for my name's sake, for Shemi, he will obey me. Therefore I am his shield, even as he is a shield to all them that take refuge in him. And in days to come, Abraham's children. Abraham's children will begin via 18 benedictions, the Shemona Esrei, the Amida, the standing prayer, with Baruch Atah Adonai, blessed art thou Adonai, the shield of Abraham. Magen Abraham, my shield and my horn of salvation. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 18, Mizmor Yod Chet, Yud Chet. Hear, hear, hear. At the third verse, Hebraically, that reads, my shield and my horn of salvation. Magni Vikarena Yishai. Magni Vikaren Yishai. My shield, Magni, and with my horn of salvation, Arena Yishai. My horn of Yeshua, Aren Yishai. David demanded of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, blessed be He. Why, is it that the shield of Abraham, why is it that the shield of Magen Abraham, the shield of Abraham, and not the Magen David, and not the shield of David is mentioned in the Shemona Esrei, in the Amida, in the 18 benedictions? Ha'el, the true God, replied, because I proved Abraham in 10 tribes. David said to him, in the words of Psalm, even in the words of Psalm 26, he read through the second verse, examine me, O Lord, and try me. Examine I, O Lord, and try I. V'chaneni Yehovah, v'naseni. Examine I, O Jehovah, and try me, and try I. V'chaneni Yehovah, V'naseni. So, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, tried David, tried David, tried David, with Bathsheba, with Bathsheba. But he did not stand up to the trial. Then David supplicated that shield of David, Magen David, be mentioned in the benediction, in the bracha, after the lesson from Ha-Nabim, after the lesson from the prophets. And indeed, this bracha, this benediction, this blessing reads, by thy holy name thou, the I, hast sworn to him that his lamp shall not be quenched forever and ever. And hear, Midrash note, compare, even the words in Psalm 18, Mizmor Yod Chet, verse 29, the A part of the verse that reads, for thou, the I, dost light my lamp, the I do light my lamp. Kiata Ha'ir Neri, for thou the eye, Kiata, for the eyes I nail and none other. Kiata Tair Neri, doest light my lamp. Kiata Tair Neri. Baruch Atah Yahuwah Magen David. Blessed art thou, the I, O Jehovah, the Magen David, the shield of David, of David. And here, see the Siddur, see the authorized prayer book. Hence, David said, even in Psalm 18, at the 36th verse, thou, the I hast given me the shield of thy salvation. Thou, the I hast given I the shield of thy salvation. Vatite li magen yishka. Vatite li magen yishka. Thou, the I has given me, has given I. Vatite li. Vatite li has given for me, to me, what titain li magain, the shield, yish eka, of the I, Yeshua, yish eka, of the I, salvation, yish eka, of the I, victory. What titain li magain, yish eka.
Shabbat Shalom, Yeshua Shalom.